Jesus Christ, you are the light of the world.
The light no darkness can overcome.
Stay with us now, for it is evening.
And the day is almost over.
Let your light scatter the darkness. Light
of heavenly glory, loving glow of God's own face, you who sing creation's story, shine on every land and grace. Now as evening falls around us, we shall raise our songs to you.
May God be with you all.
And also with you.
Let us sing our thanks to God.
It is right to give God thanks and praise.
Blessed are you, Creator of the universe. From old you have led your people by night and day. May the light of your Christ make our darkness bright, for your word and your presence are the light of our pathways, and you are the light and life of all creation. Amen.
Bread rise up like incense before.
incense. And may your presence surround and fill us so that in union with all creation, we might sing your praise and your love in our lives. Amen. A reading from Luke. On one occasion, when Jesus was going to the house of a leader of the Pharisees to eat a meal on the Sabbath, they were watching him closely. Just then, in front of him, there was a man who had dropsy. And Jesus asked the lawyers and Pharisees, "Is it lawful to cure people on the Sabbath or not?" But they were silent. So Jesus took him and healed him and sent him away. Then he said to them, "If one of you has a child or an ox that has fallen into a well, will you not immediately pull it out on a Sabbath day?" And they could not reply to this. The word of the Lord. Perhaps you know the old story about the farmer and the mule. It seems that a mule fell into an old, out-of-use well one day. The farmer heard its caterwauling and saw the problem, but he had no way to get the mule out. Realizing that the mule was old and broken down too, and not really of much use around the farm, he started to shovel dirt into the well to simply bury the animal and put it out of its misery. But when the dirt landed on the mule's back, it shrugged it off and stepped up on the dirt. And this happened over and over until the mule was able to jump out of the well. Now, that story is often used as a parable to encourage us when we face adversity. It advises us to shake it off and step up. But it also comes to mind when we think about the miracle of Jesus healing a man with dropsy. Now, to be frank, to me, dropsy sounds like one of those diseases your grandparents talked about, something they just called some disease that really had another correct name. But actually, dropsy is an unusual swelling in the body, nowadays called edema, and sometimes it's a symptom of congestive heart failure. So one day, Jesus had been invited to eat at the home of a prominent Pharisee, and everyone was watching him to see if he would honor his host by good behavior or do something scandalous. And Jesus didn't disappoint them. Suddenly, a man with dropsy was there. Some scholars suspect that he was a plant by the Pharisees to see what Jesus would do. You see, it was the Sabbath. And Jesus already had a history of healing people on the Sabbath. He'd done it twice before. And while that's not a big deal to us, it was in those days. Well, just like that, Jesus healed him. And then he looked at the Pharisees, all ready to pounce on him, and he said, "If your child or your donkey or your ox falls in a well on the Sabbath, wouldn't you get it out?" And they couldn't answer him at all. Some might debate about the ox or the donkey, but no one would leave their son there. They conceded the point. And here's the point for us. Jesus saves us from the holes we fall into as well. Whether it's financial worries, health problems, family troubles, depression, coronavirus, whatever our problem is, Jesus is with us. Jesus enters into our hole and stands with us. And Jesus leads us into his embracing arms of love and grace wherever, whenever, however, forever. Jesus knew that compassion for this man with dropsy was the most important thing. To give new life and renewal to someone who was the best possible use of the Sabbath. And just like that, Jesus calls us to live in active, compassionate care for others as an act of praise to God. And that's more important than days of the week or political ideologies or race or class or what nation you come from or any of those other things that we think are important or that we use to divide our world. This is a quiet little miracle, not given a whole lot of attention or detail, but the point is clear. We are loved with an unending love, and we are called to live that love wherever, whenever, however, forever. Amen. An angel went from God to a town called Nazareth to a woman whose name was Mary. The angel said to her, "Rejoice, O highly favored, for God is with you. You shall bear a child, and his name shall be Jesus, the chosen one of God Most High." And Mary said, "I am the servant of my God. I live to do your will." Living God, we seek first your kingdom and your righteousness. Hear now our prayers as we fall on your mercy and grace. O God of all, with wonderful diversity of languages and cultures, you created all people in your image. Free us from prejudice and fear, that we may see your face in the faces of people around the world. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. God of compassion, whose Son became poor for our sake, help us to see the face of Christ in those who are poor, and in serving them, to serve you. Give us generous hearts so that those living in poverty may have adequate food, clothing, and shelter. By your Spirit, move us to affirm the dignity of all people, and especially the most vulnerable in society. Lord, in your mercy.
Hear our prayer.
Triune God, whose will it is that humans live in community, bless family life everywhere and fill all homes with respect, joy, laughter, and prayer. Strengthen the commitment of husbands and wives to one another that they may mirror your covenant faithfulness. Pour out your Spirit on parents that through them their children may taste your unconditional love. Empower all family members to live in your grace and forgiveness. Give to those who live alone peace and contentment in their solitude, hope and fulfillment in their love of you, and joy and companionship in their relations with others. In this time of isolation, fill our lives with you. Lord, in your mercy. Merciful God, your healing power is everywhere about us. Strengthen those who work among the sick. Give them courage and confidence in all they do. Encourage them when their efforts seem futile or when death prevails. Increase their trust in your power, even to overcome death and pain and crying. May they be thankful for every sign of health you give, and humble before the mystery of your healing grace. In the midst of this pandemic, bring healing, help, strength, and the comfort that comes only from you. Lord, in your mercy. O God of mercy and love, we pray for particular needs from those in our family of faith. We pray for Dennis Urso, cousin of Philip Urso, for Hunter Dingus, Michelle Knight's nephew, for Kristen Holler, daughter of one of Michelle Knight's employees who is injured and hospitalized, for the family of Joel Wilson, for Helen Sands, who has been diagnosed with COVID-19, for Anita Dominic, Helen Morris's sister-in-law, who has been placed on hospice care, and the family of Tyler and Julia Richards on the death of her brother, Alexander Uskov. Lord, in your mercy. Almighty and eternal God, so draw our hearts to you, so guide our minds, so fill our imaginations, so control our wills that we may be wholly yours, utterly dedicated unto you, and then lead us to act always to your glory and the welfare of your people. Lord, in your mercy. Great and merciful God, source and ground of all goodness and life, give to your people the peace that passes all understanding and the will to live your gospel of mercy and justice through Jesus Christ our Lord. Amen. God, remember us in your love and teach us to pray. Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins, as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial, and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Let us bless our God.
We send thanks to you.
May God, Creator, bless us and keep us. May Christ be ever light for our lives. May the Spirit of love be our guide and path for all of our days.